Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to excel in IELTS speaking, describing a person who often gives advice to others. In the IELTS speaking test, you may encounter questions about people who play significant roles in our lives. One such topic that frequently appears is describing a person who often gives advice to others. This article will guide you through answering such questions effectively, helping you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Part 1. Introduction and interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about advice and people who give advice. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q1. Do you often ask for advice from others? Band 6 to 7 answer. Yes, I do ask for advice from others sometimes. It depends on the situation, but I find it helpful to get different perspectives on issues I'm facing. Band 8-9 answer. I'd say I seek advice judiciously. While I value independence in decision-making, I also recognize the wisdom in consulting others, especially when facing complex situations or when the stakes are high. I find that diverse perspectives often shed light on aspects I might have overlooked. Q2. Who do you usually turn to for advice? Band 6-7 answer. I usually turn to my parents or close friends for advice. They know me well and I trust their opinions. Band 8-9 answer. I tend to tailor my choice of advisor to the specific situation at hand. For career-related matters, I often consult mentors or colleagues with relevant experience. When it comes to personal issues, I confide in close friends or family members who have shown good judgment and empathy. I also occasionally seek professional advice from experts in fields like finance or health. Part 2. Long-term, cue card. In this part, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. Here's a sample cue card related to our theme. Describe a person who often gives advice to others. You should say who this person is, what kind of advice they give, how people react to their advice, and explain why you think this person often gives advice to others. Band 6-7. Sample answer. The person I'd like to talk about is my uncle, John. He's in his mid-50s and works as a high school teacher. John often gives advice to people around him, including family members, friends, and his students. The kind of advice John gives usually relates to education and career choices. He's very knowledgeable about different career paths and educational opportunities, so he often helps people make decisions about what to study or which job to apply for. Most people react positively to John's advice. They appreciate his experience and wisdom. His students, in particular, often come back to thank him for guiding them towards successful careers. I think John often gives advice because he genuinely cares about helping others. As a teacher, he's used to guiding young people, and I believe he finds it rewarding to see others succeed with his help. Also, his own life experiences have taught him valuable lessons that he wants to share with others. Band 8-9 sample answer. I'd like to shed light on an individual who has become somewhat of a beacon of wisdom in our community. My uncle, Dr. John Thompson. At 55, John wears multiple hats as a high school principal, community leader, and informal life coach to many. The advice John dispenses spans a wide spectrum, from educational and career guidance to personal development and life skills. He has an uncanny ability to tailor his counsel to each individual's unique circumstances, drawing from his vast experience in education and his own life journey. The reception of John's advice is overwhelmingly positive. People often describe his words as transformative, citing how his guidance has helped them navigate complex decisions or overcome seemingly insurmountable obstacles. His former students, in particular, frequently attribute their success to his timely interventions and sage advice. I believe John's propensity for giving advice stems from a deep-seated desire to make a positive impact on others' lives. His role as an educator has honed his skills in mentoring and guiding young minds. Moreover, John has weathered numerous challenges in his own life, and I think he sees sharing his hard-earned wisdom as a way to help others avoid pitfalls he's encountered. His altruistic nature, combined with his wealth of experience, makes him a natural advisor and mentor to many in our community. Follow-up questions. How do you think the internet has changed the way people seek advice? Band 6-7. Answer. The internet has made it easier for people to find advice on various topics. There are many websites and forums where people can ask questions and get answers from others around the world. Band 8-9 Answer. The advent of the internet has revolutionized the landscape of advice seeking. It has democratized access to information and expertise, allowing individuals to tap into a global pool of knowledge. Online forums, social media platforms, and specialized websites have created virtual communities where people can seek advice on niche topics. However, this ease of access also presents challenges, such as information overload and the need to discern credible sources from unreliable ones. The internet has also facilitated the rise of professional online counseling services, making expert advice more accessible than ever before. Do you think it's always good to follow advice from others? Band 6-7. Answer. No, I don't think it's always good to follow advice from others. Sometimes people might give bad advice, or the advice might not be suitable for your specific situation. It's important to think critically about the advice you receive. Band 8-9. Answer. While seeking advice can be invaluable, blindly following every piece of counsel received would be imprudent. It's crucial to approach advice with a discerning mindset, considering the advisor's expertise, potential biases, and the relevance of their experience to your situation. Effective decision-making often involves synthesizing various inputs, including advice from others, with one's own judgment and intuition. Moreover, what works for one person may not be universally applicable. Therefore, it's essential to critically evaluate advice, adapt it to your circumstances, and ultimately take ownership of your decisions. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q1. What qualities do you think make someone a good advisor? Band 6-7 Answer. I think a good advisor should be knowledgeable, patient, and good at listening. They should also be able to explain things clearly and be honest in their opinions. Band 8-9 Answer. A proficient advisor should possess a multifaceted skill set. Firstly, extensive knowledge and experience in their field are paramount, providing a solid foundation for their advice. Equally important is the ability to actively listen and empathize with the advisee, ensuring a thorough understanding of their unique situation. Good advisors should also demonstrate excellent communication skills, able to articulate complex ideas in an accessible manner. Objectivity is crucial. They should be able to set aside personal biases and offer impartial guidance. Additionally, a strong ethical compass is essential, as advisors often deal with sensitive information and must prioritize the advisee's best interests. Lastly, the capacity for critical thinking and problem-solving allows advisors to navigate complex scenarios and offer innovative solutions. A touch of humility is also valuable, as it allows advisors to acknowledge the limits of their expertise and seek additional input when necessary. Q2. How has the role of professional advisors, like financial advisors or career counselors, changed in recent years? Band 6-7. Answer. Professional advisors have become more important in recent years because our world is getting more complex. People need help to make decisions about things like investments or career choices. Also, with the internet, advisors need to provide more specialized knowledge that people can't easily find online. Band 8-9 Answer. The role of professional advisors has undergone a significant transformation in recent years, driven by technological advancements and shifting societal needs. The proliferation of information online has paradoxically increased the value of expert advisors, as they now need to provide nuanced interpretation and personalized application of readily available data. Financial advisors, for instance, have evolved from mere investment managers to holistic financial planners, addressing complex issues like tax optimization, estate planning, and behavioral finance. They increasingly leverage AI and big data to provide more accurate and personalized advice. Career counselors have also seen their role expand. With the rapid pace of technological change and the gig economy's rise, they now focus more on long-term career strategizing and skill development planning rather than just job placement. They often incorporate psychometric tools and labor market analytics to provide more targeted guidance. Moreover, the advent of robo-advisors and AI-powered tools has pushed human advisors to emphasize their unique value proposition, their ability to provide emotional support, contextualize information, and offer judgment in ambiguous situations. This has led to a greater focus on developing soft skills like empathy and communication. Lastly, there's an increasing emphasis on transparency and fiduciary responsibility, particularly in financial advisory, as regulations tighten and clients become more informed and discerning. Key vocabulary and phrases. To achieve a high band score in IELTS speaking, it's crucial to use a range of sophisticated vocabulary and phrases. Here are some key terms related to giving advice. Sage advice, say, noun phrase, wise and valuable advice. Example, my grandfather always gives sage advice about life and relationships. To heed, heed, verb, to pay attention to and follow advice. Example, if only I had heeded my friend's warning about the job market. Counsel, conselb, advice or guidance, especially as given formally. Example, she sought legal counsel before making a decision about the contract. To impart wisdom, mzem, verb phrase, to share knowledge or insights gained from experience. Example, the retired CEO often visits business schools to impart wisdom to aspiring entrepreneurs. Mentorship, torp, noun, a relationship in which a more experienced person guides a less experienced one. Example, the company's mentorship program has been instrumental in developing new talent. To take under one's wing, idiom, to provide guidance and protection to someone. Example, the senior engineer took the new intern under his wing, showing her the ropes of the industry. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing a person who often gives advice to others, consider the following tips. Use varied vocabulary. Incorporate a range of synonyms and idiomatic expressions related to advice giving. This demonstrates linguistic flexibility and enhances your lexical resource score. Provide specific examples. When describing the person and their advice, offer concrete instances. This adds depth to your answer and showcases your ability to elaborate. Use complex sentence structures. Mix simple and compound complex sentences to display grammatical range and accuracy. Show critical thinking. When explaining why the person gives advice or in part three discussions, demonstrate your ability to analyze and evaluate ideas. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on this topic to improve your ability to speak at length without noticeable effort or loss of coherence. Engage with the examiner. Show interest in the questions and respond naturally as if in a regular conversation. This can positively impact your fluency and coherence score. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about answering the question, but how you articulate your thoughts. Regular practice and exposure to English will help you build confidence and improve your performance. For more tips on IELTS speaking, you might find it helpful to read about describing a person who is very supportive of your ambitions or describing a person who has helped you through a tough time. These topics share similarities with describing someone who gives advice and can provide additional insights into effective speaking strategies. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.